This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The foundation of Heartcrant is brought to you by Alive, Bon for Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Da Vinci Printing Innovators, Ellsworth Johnson, Epic Battery, Grand Bahama News, the Ministry of Tourism, the National Insurance Board, Popeyes, Printmasters, and Lawrence Electric Motors.
Free. Too much guns in town. Them running Kingston like a cowboy town. Too much guns in town. I mean, no second to make a jam down. So why you kill your brothers? It don't make no sense. That no make no sense. It doesn't make no sense. Say you a bad man because you lack self-confidence. And to your wicked, nobody can escape from your incident. Too much case as me to waste and kill your brother, no a roadside him left pan. As you in argument, you quick figure press pan. Nah, stop.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, the foundation. It is a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Live and in full effect here. I'm grateful to be in your company, always being able to chop the thing down. Grateful to be here with you today. I'm hoping that you are geared up and ready to kind of do this. Today is going to be you and I, right? It's going to be us as it relates to this panel discussion and being able to dive into those things. I am going to open up the lines. And I'm praying that we have a filter of decency today because y'all cost me get cussed yesterday. We'll talk about it. It's a beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company, guys. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. Before we go forward, you know, I got to shout out to my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything available for you laid out as it relates to what's going on in the insurance business. If you want to be able, if you're looking for insurance for your SDs, your jitneys, your taxis, all these particular things, they do in-house financing, so you don't hurt yourself trying to figure out, oh my god, do I have the money? Now listen, go down there, ask for my good guy Ethric Vo. He can take very, very good care of you. He'll you know, kind of lead you into the direction that you're looking to go, and make sure take good and decent care of you. 3411 AFS. They open on Saturdays also until 2 p.m. Please check them out. That is AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. Also, I got to shout out my good, decent people over at Da Vinci. They are here being able to do a great deal of things with us. I always tell you, if you have this kind of a thing in your mind that you kind of scribble some stuff down and you're looking to get yourself prepared and move on to the next level with your business, you got the Habakkuk 2:2 thing down, so you didn't write it. But now it's time to make that thing plain. You want to be able to reach out to Da Vinci Printing, 242 Da Vinci Innovators. They got everything available for you. They can be able to assist you in those areas. Go down there and check it out. They wanted me to let you guys know that they got some stuff going on also. As it relates to a book, they got some information out and they want me to be able to talk about it if I could find the information. Don't fight me. Right. So we're going to talk about that and talk about all those particular things. Like I said, guys, pick up your Guardian newspaper. Make sure check that thing out. 5 years for firearms, drugs. This is heavy. Let's talk about these things. I want you guys to be able to give me a call today, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720, or you can hit me up, 422-4796. Also, Ellsworth Johnson for chairman of the Free National Movement. He's reached out to us. He's done some stuff. You heard him at the top of the hour. These are all paid slots. Please, I'll just be decent. Oh, God. I just want to be decent with y'all. These are all paid slots, and I'm always grateful to kind of have this kind of a conversation with you guys and let you know exactly where things are happening and how we can be able to do that. I want you to be able to go down there and just listen into the stuff, listen into all these particular things. Ellsworth Johnson is steadfast in his position, and he's eager to let you guys know that he's moving towards his position of chairman, and he wants you to take into consideration. Now, the reason that he reached out to us is because, you know, we get the market. We get that kind of an audience and a lot of persons listening into us, especially when it comes to politics. So I'm grateful that he decided to be able to partner with us and have that kind of a conversation. We're going to have him come on with us next week, Tuesday. I reserve Friday. I reserved Thursday and Friday, right? The last hour of both Thursday and Friday of next week, God Spare Our Lives, to have a conversation with leadership. I'm waiting on a confirmation from Minister's Camp, and I have not heard back at all from Pintard's Camp at all. I reserved Wednesday to be able to have a conversation with Dwayne Sands, if he was interested in that, which it sounds as though he's not. I just want to be very clear with that. It sounds as though he's not, which is fine. I'm not going to fight him, okay? So we can be able to talk about these things, and we're here to be able to do what we do. This is what we do. I know it's going to be a difficult time. I know this is extremely uncomfortable, especially when people are not genuflecting to your position, your political position, the ideas of who said what, and, you know, I should support this one or that one or say this or that based upon who say these things. Come on, man, talk to me. We're men, we're matured, we're strong. We understand our position, and we have the responsibility of being able to speak truth to power with the expectation to find conviction in the spaces to lead our children's children. That's it. That's it. This ain't got nothing to do with no money, no friend, no favor, no nothing. This is about what I said. It did what I say was wrong. Did I lie? Come on. And if I did, come and defend these particular things. Nonetheless, the seat is always open to Dwayne Sands and anyone who wants to kind of talk about these positions and talk about, their record and why they'll be an excellent person to be able to move into a position of power and a position of authority within any political organization and eventually and hopefully into the position of governance. So I'm eager to kind of have those kind of conversations. And if he wants to do that, I'm here to do that. Like I said, I found the thing, right? Da Vinci Printing will be hosting a book signing and pop-up on Saturday, May 25th at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. with Dr. Edrica Richardson, Dr. E. I think that's Dr. E, right? This Isn't Work For Me, right? This is the book. This Isn't Work For Me, $25 book cost. And they're going to be doing it over there at Da Vinci Printing Innovators on Village Road Shopping Center. If you already bought a copy, please bring it so she can be able to autograph it for you. So this is going to be Dr. E, Edrica Richardson, Dr. E. She's going to be able to do a book signing come Saturday, May 25th. That's this Saturday. Saturday, May 25th at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. So I just wanted to kind of do that for those guys over at Da Vinci's Printing. They got everything available for you guys. Like I said, the numbers are there. The numbers are wide open. The phone lines are wide open. If you want to be able to join a conversation, I'd love you to do so. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. I think I have a problem. I want to say this with clarity. I think I have a problem, and I'm hoping that you guys can hear me clearly. I feel a little muffled, so check that out for me. Sometimes I carry this thing that I do here. I carry it with me because I believe in it, right? So I carry it with me. But as much as I sit here and I say, let's be decent, let's be decent, I fight myself to do that. I have some information. I have sort of a disposition. I have an idea. I have a desire to be able to see the country move in a particular direction. And when I don't see it, I do my best to craft a story, an idea in your head without identifying individuals, without identifying, you know, any specifics. I don't want to give specificity to it. I just want you to understand in the spirit of the matter, you know, the need for change. Somebody texts me and say maybe they've already booked for another show. Hey, I'm not going to fight them. That's fine with me. So we had a show yesterday, and I sort of I opened up with you to the observations that I see within the Free National Movement. I did. I let you know, and I let you in on my disappointment that I carried with me for the past several days. I never want to use this kind of a space to air my indifference. But I am convicted to believe that we do not have another opportunity to scrutinize the Free National Movement. I'm convicted. I'm convinced that we do not have another chance to scrutinize the Free National Movement. After this race, after June 1st, whatever is done is done. And no one can say nothing. Delia wrote the note and that thing is over. For the first time, before a general election, before a convention, the FNM has flung open their doors, not only for nomination internally to the organization, but after making this declaration, has placed the country in a mode of scrutiny of the Free National Movement. And this is an exciting thing. I got current cabinet ministers calling me and laughing, right? Those are my friends. These are good, decent people. I know these people, right? So they're calling me, Howard, what's going on in the FNM, man? They're laughing, right? It's cabinet ministers currently, and I laugh, and they laugh, right? But I smile to myself because I know that if only a millisecond of alleviation from this government and from their particular course to deflect, to shift your attention even for a moment is an alleviation for this administration. That's what it is. The country has taken, for the most part, the month of May, for the most part. Let's just shoot straight. That's just what it is. Don't fight me. The country, for the most part, has taken the month of May to identify, scrutinize, celebrate, dissect, encourage, support, whatever, the Free National Movement. It's officers and members that are vying for strategic position. I believe it's like 51, 52 positions in the Free National Movement that is open all the way from the leader down to the lowliest of post. But these are positions that are open that you can be able to vie for. Now, as a result of the leader, which is Michael Pintar, taking on this kind of position, coming to the public, indicating that we're opening our doors for nominations, and then we're going to move towards a convention. It's going to be a one-day convention. As a result of not being able to have the traditional three-day convention, the scrutiny exists in the public domain. Does that make sense? The scrutiny, the dissecting, the assessment, all these particular things is open in the public domain. There is relentless conversations going on behind the scenes of persons calling persons, so forth and so on, and just trying to make a determination as to whether or not you support this person or that person. I don't know whether or not there's any quote-unquote formality at this point to be able to present a platform. I understand that some persons are taking time out to be able to have an endorsement night. Some persons are taking time out to be able to talk about these particular things, which is all great, right? I see your telephone, Kyle. Just don't fight me. Hold on 2 seconds. Now, as a result of this, as a result of this kind of transparency that the Free National Movement introduced to the entire country, knowing how much we love politics, but also knowing the desire to be able to identify the type of leadership that we can expect in the Free National Movement, and whether or not any of us should consider giving you an opportunity, you have to know we're watching you, baby. We're looking at you. We assessing these things, and this ain't no friendly nothing. People are looking at you and scrutinizing whether or not these antics, this approach, this transparency, this posture would be reflected in governance. That's what this is all about. So as a result of that, I took on the position. I've never done this before. I've never had an issue with anyone in the organization, and I still don't believe that I do. I don't carry it. But the position that I've been placed in has placed me in a, I have to now scrutinize this. That's what I do. This is my job. It's my job. This is what I do. I read the papers. I assess these things. I identify more information. I call persons. Persons call me. I assess it. I evaluate it. And I bring it in a particular form. And then I rest it here. That's what I do. It would be the PLP, the FNM, the Grand Bahama Port Authority, BPL, BTC. It don't matter. Organizations, individuals, concepts, and ideas that are pushed to the public. We scrutinize it, identify it, and present our case. That's what this is all about. And in doing that, I am convicted that we need to be able to have transparency, accountability, and political integrity reintroduce to politics. I'm content that the philosophical differences that and contrast that exists between the two political organizations, in Fred Mitchell's word, the philosophical differences that exist within the organization, I now expect the next dispensation, the next generation of PLPs to take on this accountability factor, transparency, this kind of a, because if the chairman currently has taken on this position to say that there's a philosophical difference that exists when it comes to talking about transparency, freedom of information, so forth and so on, in my mind, I apply that to other subsectors. In my mind. Because this is only an umbrella. The concept is an overarching objective, which is transparency. The subsector is freedom of information. So there are many others. So if you have an issue with the overarching objective of transparency, I don't expect it to fall in and trickle down into any of the others. So I ain't talking about the PLP right now as it relates to this. I am talking about, as a result of the doors, the church doors being wide open in the FNM, I'm talking about the Free National Movement. I remember 92, I remember 97, I remember 2002, I remember 2012. I remember these things. I remember the feeling invoked in the minds of the youth as a result of being able to see people like Chivago Lang. Young, he was skinny, young at the time, and eager to talk to you, and always came and spoke to us. And about, well, if I was a Chinese, I would say Mi Hao. If I was Spanish, I would say Como Esta, right? We knew these things. And whilst we used to joke about it as children, we look forward to it because he was the closest thing that represented youth. We had an expectation for the Free National Movement. We saw them. And because maybe I'm biased, we come from Grand Bahama, the majority of people in Grand Bahama, it's Free National Movement. This is a lot of the conversation that was going on during that time. And I feel like, how do we tap back into this nostalgia, this idea of accountability, transparency, mean what I say, say what I mean? How do we tap back into this? And I'm looking at this. And so I scrutinize the chairman's capacity. Now, the only reason I scrutinize it is because Howard Grant, let's get to the bottom of this right now. Howard Grant was asked to be the chairman of the Free National Movement at one point. Oh God, I didn't jump up one morning and say, I can be the chairman and decide. I didn't do that. They called me, asked me to consider, called me back, had other people call me, all these people, and say, would you consider, we think you should do it? And I said, okay, I'll do it. People I do not know. And as a result of that, I'm not a casual person with things. If I say I can do it, I start to do my research. I think you know that. I started to do my research. I made my calls. I identified a particular structure that I believe that was lacking in the organization. One of those things was unity. One of those things was being able to transfer the traditional into the technological. There was a gap that existed at the time in the Free National Movement that they couldn't take the traditional concepts and transfer it to technological advancements. The chairman None of the chairmen at that point was able to mend that bridge. And so I started to talk about it. I identify people who develop apps, which I developed a company after. Watch me. I identified people who develop apps. We started to have this kind of a conversation about how do we link the family islands with technologies that we can use to be able to always have access to them. Boom, 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 boom. So I came up with a concept. Then I identified the SWOT analysis over the course of several chairmen. This is what I did. If you're listening to me, this is what Howard Grant did. I have all the notes. I could provide it to you. I looked over the several chairmen and made a determination based upon the fact that we've seen all these chairmen identify the SWOT analysis in each one of them. Which was this one's strengths? Oh my God, they say this one is lie a lot. Oh no, no, this is what I did. Okay? I took what I needed from those particular chairmen, created a path, and being able to approach this to say that if I'm going to do this, I'm going to be the best at doing this. No one in the Free National Movement's history would be a better chairman than me. That's the mindset I went in with. Carl Kalmer beat me. I had no expectation. And this would be decent. I had no expectation for Carl Kalmer to execute anything that I constructed. He didn't ask for it. I extended it to him. I talked to him about it. I extended my hand to him. I say, if you need me to help with this, this, and this, this, and this, and this. I extended my hand. They put warm mess in my hand, close my hand, and push it back in my jacket. I said, Risa, okay, oh my God, okay. I left it alone. I've only casually meander in casual conversation about the Free National Movement, never focus on it. This is the only time that I've done that. You know why? It's because we're in the position of neutrality and you've opened your doors to political scrutiny. So we can do that. We can scrutinize you. And the reason why I'm attracted to being able to specify what has not happened in the position of chairman is because I know it oh so well. I studied the thing. I didn't have any expectations for Carl Kalmer. I might as well tell you that. I didn't. But I did have expectations for Dwayne Sands. And those expectations have deflated day after day. And so, after they opened the doors, I started to be able to dissect what I believe he could have done better. That's it. And no other positions I bother with. You know, you're listening to me. No other positions. Only because I studied this one already. I expected more from him. And so it may seem like an attack on an individual, because that's how the telephone calls make it seem. Oh my God, you're getting against the Dwayne Sands. Oh my God, you're trying that. No. Tell him come on the show and defend his record. Tell him come on the show and defend his record. Come on the show and speak to his position. This is not me shaking pom-poms for nobody. This is not me doing any of these particular things. I've made no qualms about it. I said if my mother was running for chairman, I would vote for Ellsworth Johnson if he decided to run. And the next thing you know, he came on the show saying he was running. So, okay. I have no vote in the FNM. None. None. I am only an observer like others. As I look at this and I see this, I carry this heavy on me because I want transparency and accountability to return to governance. And I believe that these men in the Free National Movement can introduce that. Yesterday's show was my disappointment in being able to view the optics of what was happening in the Free National Movement. The government that spoke to us about transparency, the government that spoke to us about accountability, the government that spoke to us and introduced this concept of political integrity is going contrary. Just the perception. Just the perception. And in the perception, as I look at these things, I speak to it. It is weighty when you call me after the show and ask me why I said that. It's weighty for me. I have a problem with that. And it disturbs my peace because I did it from conviction. And you cannot explain to me why I was wrong. You're only asking me why I did it. You didn't explain to me that I was wrong. You never called me and make any accusations that, Howard, you are absolutely wrong in this particular position. Here is my record. You never called me and said, Howard, what we have done in these particular things is absolutely wrong. You are ill-informed. Here's the information. You didn't do any of that. All you asked me is why I do it, which is a peculiar question, as though I am supposed to be a force shield that cloaks your aspirations, that continues to be able to hide you in the crevice of my wing or anybody else's wing. This is called political social promotion. Now I understand why you let our dumb friends who couldn't count to 15 graduate to grade 7. Because the optics was bad for you. These are the same mindset that exists in politics. That you didn't expect them to be able to live up to the bar that existed. You are tired of being able to see them grow in a space but not mature. So you provided them social promotion. That thing came from politics that never existed in our country before. Not the people who say the government high. Not the people who pom-pom and cheer for SAC, who say they came from the Queen's College. Not these people who cheer on the fact that they've gone off for education and come back. These are the exact same people who nudge you in a direction. Know that you're incapable. Know that you lack the requisite study required to be able to execute these particular positions. But they nudge you from one position to another. Political social promotion. Now we're stuck with yes men with strategic positions who have absolutely no idea how to be able to execute accordingly. And so they keep turning their backs. They show you their face of leadership, but they turn their back and say, what else should I say, boss? And turn their face back and say, yeah. And continue to be able to speak what yesteryear said. Don't have the vision and understanding for tomorrow. But you call me and you ask me why I said that. As though you govern my mouth. My God, this is too hot. I got to calm down. I tell y'all before, I do not work to ZNS. I left ZNS. At the first inflection, when they said to me, Howard, you can't bring on no PLP. I didn't understand that. I was absolutely confused and baffled. I said, didn't you tell me I could have a transparent conversation? I didn't go against the government. I just wanted to know what's good for the Bahamian people. Do y'all believe that family islanders are dumb? Do y'all believe that they can't access the information? Do you believe that putting them on ZNS can make it right or wrong? I say this didn't make no sense. I left ZNS. Did my own show, Patio Politics. I did it in the bush. I did it under the tree. I did it all over the place. And men and women came to me. Now we're sitting here grateful for the opportunity to be able to sit here on the foundation and speak to an audience who is tapped in, who is adept, aligned with social issues, and have conviction to move the country in a particular direction. Now you seek to muffle my voice? It's peculiar. And I'm indifferent with it. And I can't carry this with me no more. June 2nd could come and we ain't gonna talk about y'all no more. Trust me. They ain't bothering with y'all no more. But if you believe that we're going to allow you creep up with this concept and idea of social promotion politically, with this concept and idea of lack of integrity, with this concept of idea that you could be able to lower, not you are lowering the political standard and the bar that is expected in this country, especially from the Free National Movement, and you fight me. It's bananas to me. And all I try to do on this radio is be decent. Let us be decent. I appreciate you guys. I really do. I have no qualms with you and your professional capacities and your personal lives and your family life and all these things. I have no beef with you. I'm only speaking about what my expectations are for a seat at an office. This ain't got nothing to do with you. My God, if Jane Doe, John Brown was in the seat, I would do the same thing. Because you, the trifecta of leadership in the Free National Movement, are the gatekeepers for who we expect to come in our constituency. And if we don't strip you and ensure that you have integrity, there could be no expectation that you would identify men and women of character to put in our constituencies. Because nobody wants to vote for a joker. Nobody got time for that, man. People are going to get registered to vote, yet they are not showing up to the polls. Why? Because you're sending jokers our way. Let the scrutiny begin. Take this thing with a grain of salt. Identify this as an opportunity. Listen to me, man. As an opportunity for constructive criticism. Leave what you must, but take what you can. Understand that there is still room for growth. And don't fight me. Amen? Amen. 323-623-2323-254-316-325-4259. Anywhere from the Family Violins, 242-300, 5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Quick commercial break. Be right back after this. Foundation.
Reliable and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation.
I gotta read this text for you right off the top, right? Foundation Howard Grant. Thanks for tuning in, guys. It's good day, Howard. I gotta read this for you, right? It says, good day, Howard. As an FNM, now I understand your dislike for them. Because they didn't make you a new chairman and they fired you from ZNS. That is absolutely hilarious. All I say, that's what you gathered from it? That can't be. I didn't ask to be chairman, you know. I didn't jump up and say I'd like to do this. I didn't do that. I didn't do that. They called me. I didn't do that. So don't fight me, guys. The text lines are open. The lines are open. Let me see if I can take this telephone call. Caller on the line, go ahead. Caller on the line, go ahead. Caller?
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, and you?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
All is good. Of course, I already sent you my text message.
Which text message that is?
I, as an FNM myself, right?
Okay, this is what you say. This you here. This is what you say. Because they didn't make you chairman and didn't ask you to go to Zen. This is funny to me.
Yeah.
This is hilarious. Go ahead.
What is this to you?
It's hilarious. I think it's funny. Because that's not it is.
But that's what you laid out in your...
No.
In your salvo just now.
No, that ain't what I laid out. I said to you, because I know the intimacy of this...
Kalma beat you over... They two have Kalma over you. That's what you said.
No, I didn't say that. I think you're looking to be able to poke. You like the people who do hold the thing and say, hot dust. You're looking for problems. No, that's what you're looking for.
That you were going to be the chairman.
No, you're looking for that.
I was going to beat you.
I said to you, and I said to the nation, as I spoke, I said, the only issue I have is the assessment that I made for chairman, the seat of chairman. Dwayne Sands sits in this seat. I don't have an issue with Dwayne Sands. I have an expectation for the seat of chairman in the organization. That is what I said.
No, but I am assuming that you mean that...
No, make no assumption. You're talking to me. You ain't got to assume. You could ask.
Okay, so let me ask you this then. Did you run against Dwayne Sands?
I didn't run against Dwayne Sands.
Okay, so
I ran for chairman of the organization. There is an expectation for the seat of chairman.
Did he live up to that expectation? No,
he didn't. Of course he didn't. I think all of us could see that. Of course he did not.
I mean an organization have the right to choose who they would like to be chairman.
We're not having a conversation about whether or not the democracy is right or wrong in the organization. The conversation that we have is the expectation of what we expect to come out of the seat of chairman, out of the seat of deputy leader, out of the seat of leader. Should that be integrity? Should that be transparency? Should that be accountability? And the fact is, are we seeing that? That's all the question is.
Okay. Based on what their role is, I mean, we can ask that about all the chairmen of the different parties.
And that's what our responsibility is, to ask it.
Uh-huh.
We have not been asking these questions. We have allowed these people to get in with social promotion and expecting them.
When you say get in, what you mean? Because you don't know a person's performance until they get in the chair.
No, that's not so.
Okay, what you could do until you sit in the chair.
That's inaccurate, sir. That is absolutely inaccurate.
I am able to tell you what my leader is going to be when he becomes the prime minister in 2026, and he has never been in the chair.
Well, they've been selling it, and if you ask C. Allen, he's been selling Michael Pintard from the get-go, and what our expectations could be from Michael Pintard.
Accurate is two different things.
Well, who can actually be accurate about the future? They're saying fortune telling.
So Mr. Coleman may have been a letdown when he sat in the chair, but his people's expectation of him was the same as people's expectation of you was going to be if you was in the chair.
Okay. I can accept
that. But
it
don't always pan out the way that we expect. Just like, I mean, I was expecting that Dr. Minnis, when he was prime minister, that he was going to be different, that he was going to do all these things that he had talked about during his campaign when he was the opposition leader. But, of course, when he sat in the chair 2 years or 3 years in, some of those things didn't pan out.
Okay, so I like what you're saying. Watch me.
Same thing with Mr. Davis.
I like what you're saying.
Mr. Davis said that he was going to do some things didn't pan out yet either.
Watch me. I accept what you're saying. And I accept the fact that this space that we have right here, the foundation, is a space that we can scrutinize. We're not demoralizing and bringing down the character. We're talking about what our expectation is as a collective for the seat that these men sit in. Don't fight me and think I'm talking about any man.
Okay, but I will take it further, right? I don't think the expectation really is the Joe Blow and all that person in the street. The expectation for a chairman in a party is to make sure put that party in the best position to win an election. Now, if that may not look flattery to the Joe Blow on the outside, etc., but if he's doing what the party mission needs to have done, turning those cylinders and stuff, that's all that matters.
I'm not going to fight you.
Flattery and all that stuff ain't really what the chairman really needs to be. to get the party to win the next election.
Who do you think was the best chairman in the Free National Movement since you say you're the FNM? Who do you identify as one of the best chairmen in the Free National Movements that you could remember?
I would say we had a person like Mr. Pintard, but again, that was a strong, short line.
This is heavy like, what you're saying
I would say Mr. Battle. Carl Battle was one of the better chairmen in the FNM.
I like it. I'm not going to fight you.
But again, and trust me, right?
So if you hold current chairman up to the standard of Carl Bethel or even a Michael Pintard before, you know, the little debacle.
The politics changed nowadays. That's why it's different with the
chairman. But it's the standard. Standard is standard.
No, but he's doing what he has to do to put the party in the best winning position.
But that don't even sound right to say that. He's doing what he has to do to put the party
in the best. So you think Mr. Mitchell is a good chairman in terms of his acumen, or is he doing what the party needs to be done?
I don't think that Fred Mitchell, I don't think that Fred Mitchell is the right chairman for the PLP at this time.
But he's doing what the party needs to be done to win, though.
That's his responsibility.
That's what I'm saying to you right now, so don't worry about all that flattery stuff. What you're trying to want to make the chairman to be. That's not what the chairman's supposed to be.
That is exactly what the chairman's supposed to be.
The chairman is to put his party in the best position to make him the winnable party.
No.
That's
the
what
chairman
the chairman's
has,
all about.
Okay, so if you do, and I appreciate the telephone call, my brother. Thank you so much for your call. We got to get out of here and take a break. If you make an assessment, let's just talk numbers now. If you make an assessment of amount of persons that actually registered to vote, and then you look at the amount of people that voted for each political organization, and then you look at the people who didn't vote at all, despite the fact that they registered twice, especially with the most recent by-election that we've seen, then that means that something is wrong. That whether it's the chairman, whether it's the leadership, whether it's the organization itself, is not attracting new voters. That's stagnation. A chairman will do whatever he or she must do to ensure that their party is over the line. If it's 50 plus one, they only need to get to a victory. But that doesn't mean that they're attracting the new dispensation of leaders, the new minds, the new passions to be able to invigorate their organization. The chairman's job is not just to get to the end. A chairman's job is also to sustain, retain, maintain the organization. Let's be as decent as possible. Let me take this break, guys, and get to news and be right back after this.
Hey, hey, y'all having party? Why you ain't tell me?
You only has come to tote. Who tell you anyway?
Don't worry about that. Wings? From Popeyes?
Yeah, man. Popeyes have 5 flavors of wings now. Honey barbecue, ghost pepper, signature hot, sweet and spicy, and roasted garlic parmesan.
Anyway, while I'm here, I might as well try one.
You better head to Popeyes and grab a box.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
And we are back. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company. The Foundation. Beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company. Being able to jump the thing down. Having conversations. I had to get some stuff off my chest. The lines are wide open. If you want to be able to do that, I had to do that. You know why I did that? Because my wife asked me. She said, "But what's your problem? You have a problem with science?" She asked me yesterday. She said, "Do you have a problem with doing science?" Right? She said, "Baby doll, how can I have a problem with doing science? I respect this man in every aspect from a political standpoint." She said, "But yeah, but it seemed like you." I said, "Listen, baby, let's be very clear about something, okay? This ain't got nothing to do with no individual man. Are we talking about the chair? Are we talking about the seat?" She said, "Yeah, but come on now. Come on." This is what she's saying. My wife's saying this to me. She said, "But yeah, but what the real reason is? Like, what happened?" So I said, "Okay, let's do this." And I was able to go into my archives of what my expectations are. And that's the only reason I could say this to you. Because I saw the indifference, never articulated it, and I saw this. I saw this as an attempt to open the doors, fling it open for social promotion, to fling it open for this kind of an idea that any and everyone can do this. I think we've seen that already. And our politics is famous for that. Both local and global politics has opened the doors and never... So let me fix this. I knew I had to read more when I saw Zhivago lying as a politician. Can I say this to you? I'm going to be honest with you. I knew I had to read and study more when I saw Zhivago lying as a politician. I knew I had to read and study more. I have to say this because I've watched the Free National Movement. I knew I had to read and study more when I saw Michael Pintard presented and came to the forefront. I knew that, right? I knew I had to read and study more when I saw Branville McCartney. These are young, bright, smart men. I said, "Oh my God, oy. I wonder how I could ever be considered." So I read and I study more. I found out more. I found out these particular things. Never thinking that I would ever get involved in politics, but always wanted to be considered. That's all I wanted to do. I want to be considered on a specific level. I want to be considered on a top tier level. Not necessarily elitist, but smart. Yeah. I want to be around smart people. I want iron that is sharpened iron. I want to be around these people. I've always had aspirations for being able to do this. I knew for the people that have been rejected by Hubert Ingraham, that you had to have been more than just smart. You had to have been savvy. You had to have been prepared. And you couldn't be lazy. So the men and women that he chose, and this is before I knew anything about the background workings of politics, the men and women that were presented from a political standpoint, they were always astute. Tommy Tornquist. They were always sharp. Howard Johnson in his particular position. They were always strong. I never forget when Dwayne Stein started to agitate right when I was here on this radio. He started his slow agitation about what needs to happen from healthcare's perspective, and he continued to be able to talk about that when he sat in his position. And then we continue to subtly agitate for him to be able to find himself in a position of politics. We think that he would be excellent in politics. In hindsight, being 2020, our assessment may not have been that strong. Nonetheless, it didn't take away from the fact that he's articulate, he's strong, he's smart, and we liked him. This had nothing to do with no individual. And if I could make you to understand that and see in my heart, I have no resentment, no animosity, no nothing towards these individuals. But if the organization is to remain strong and not crumble and not allow any and everyone to get into its gates by being able to lift its standard, then I believe that we could retain a level of accountability and transparency, and we could push away and dash away this concept and idea of political social promotion. We got to be able to do it. The lines are wide open. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. Don't let these people get you upset, man.
No, man, I good.
Okay. Dr. Menace is going to win.
My God.
And they are afraid. See, we can know the track record. We can know Dr. Menace, what he could do and what he cannot do. here being proven. Look at the port out there. Look at the Hurricane Dorian and another storm.
Mm-hmm.
There are some things, as a human being,
mm-hmm.
he going wrong. Mr. Pendot was right there in his bosom. Mr. Pendot didn't come out and say, well, he don't think it's right what Dr. Min is doing with the 15% what. He think it was wrong for this. He gone along with the program. Now, what is he going to come to the Bahamian people with, Mr. Pendot? It's going to come to the Bahamian people on Friday and tell the Bahamian people that they give him a chance. Give him a chance to do what? We, the people, already can prove him in Freeport that even the by-election, if he should have won, he lose that. Now we get somebody out of Freeport round and every talk show parading. That ain't going to wait.
Are you talking about Pintard? Hmm? Pintard?
Mr. Pintard of... Okay, let me call the man in. I don't know whatever his name is.
I got a call about... See, Allen, I got a call about you this morning. I just want to be decent.
They run say, on every
See, Allen is not an F&M.
Run on every talk show. Saying about Mr. Pintard... What kind of person he is, and that's the next thing. But we, the Bahamian people, will wait to see on June 1st, Dr. Menes will get in.
Wow.
You see, they put the pressure on Shannon Don Cartwright to come out in the public to see that if he support Mr. Pintard,
mm-hmm.
he had to do it. Now, the only 3% individual who I see yet or hear from is Marvin Dean, Diagla and Jeff Lloyd. They are some strong men here. Now, no one here who they really supporting. But every eye is watching to see who they are going to support. Mr. Menes will be the opposition, but the PLP will get back in again.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's a lot what you said, my brother. Thank you for your telephone call. Somebody texts me and says, no respect for you. No respect for you, bro. You are lost. You are a political mongrel. Okay. Okay. Praise God. I'm going to fight you. So it says, Howard, your analysis is off. I'm really surprised. More accurately, I'm shocked. You completely missed the reason people refuse to vote. Menace, in quotations. No messaging was going to overcome the black mark. Same as no messaging was going to overcome Christie in 2017. People actually said, if you remove Menes, we'll vote. No analysis can be called analysis if it bypasses the negative impact Menes had on the Free National Movement support. And I text this person back on the break and I said, if everything rises and falls on leadership, this is my text, I text back to them. If everything rises and falls on leadership, then both you and I are correct. And the assessment that leadership, the trifecta of leadership, which is leader, deputy leader, and chairman, all have their parts to play in creating the attractability of their organization. That's just what it is. Are you going to rest all of that on Christie? Is that what you're going to do? Are you going to rest the defeat in 2017 solely on the shoulders of Perry Christie? Is that what you're going to do? You're not going to take into consideration those proverbial crumbles that were left like Hansel and Gretel that led to the defeat? You're not going to take any of that into consideration. You're not going to take consideration into the defiance that continued to spill out of the cabinet of the Bahamas? You're not going to take any of this into consideration? Nothing. None of these things. You're not going to take these things into consideration. Leadership in the organization is a trifecta. That's in this country. It's three parts. It's leader, deputy, and chairman. That is the tradition of politics in this country. If you're going to leave everything on one man, then forget about it. If you're going to say the government has failed because of one man, then forget about the accountability in cabinet, the collective responsibility in cabinet. You reject one man, but you reject the cabinet. That's peculiar. That is peculiar. We can have further conversations about this, I assure you. I assure you. As we creep closer to the next general election, I assure you, we will have more and more conversations and dissect the leadership, not the former leadership, not only Minnis, but the entire conglomerate of those men and women that led during Minnis' stead and during the time of Michael Pinton. I'm sure that we're going to do that. Let me take a telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Yes, Howard, how are you doing? Sheldon Johnson. Don't run away from me now. Engage me like you do Anton and the rest of them. Just a couple of points.
I got a call about you this morning. They said, Howard, C. Allen continues to be able to speak up on behalf of the Free National Movement, and he is not even a voting member. Why does he speak so much? I said, why didn't you call him? What'd you call me for?
They said voting member. There's only 7 of them out of the 30,000, 40,000 that votes anyway.
But I don't understand why they called me and asking me about you.
Yeah, well, they just tell them I'm a nationalist, right? Which is superior to political parties.
Oh, superior. Okay, okay, go ahead.
Okay. In fact, people call me an extreme nationalist. I'm a nationalist up to Melchizedek.
They don't call you an extreme essay. Call on us a different thing.
No, they call me extreme nationalist. You know how some nationalists say they want to preserve what's left? Well, I'm up to Melchizedek order. I believe
Melchizedek
left.
So you just
I
go
believe
ahead.
In going and getting what they took too, and the increase. Okay? So here's what I'm saying. You spoke with leadership, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at the basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
They lose. Who they sack? They don't fire the team. They fire the coach, the head coach. Let's look at the CEO of a company. Company's failing. They fire the CEO. Look at the board. The board is not producing. They fire the leader of the board. It's the same thing. We have the same type of principle of leadership. Okay? Minnis was first among equals. He bore the brunt of the responsibility of guiding the ship of state called the Bahamas. And in fact, if you listen to Jerome's show, Minnis gave you an explanation as to why the FNM did not function as a wholesome unit. When asked, what is the FNM position on, what is FNM policies? I don't know anything about no FNM policy. But what about Pintat? I don't know anything about Pintat. I only know what I have, my policies. Well, if you accept it's your policy, then accept for the consequences of action and inaction. Now, to the previous caller who says, oh, Michael lost West Grand Bahama, a PLP stronghold. You're from there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about a FNM stronghold, a position held by from the prime the person joined the FNM. A sitting prime minister, 2 times or 3 times, that it was institutionally FNM. Okay? Yet PLPs didn't even want to walk through there during election time. And Minnis lost it, gave it away, lost it terribly. I mean, you want to talk about significance? You know, that place called North Abaco? I mean, do you see what North Abaco was? The strength of the FNM party in there and people. Lost it? See, these individuals need to be balanced in their thinking to make their argument. But let's talk about Minnis. Notice that in the newspapers and everyone who argues on behalf of Minnis. Are you there?
I'm ready.
Right? They argue on behalf of Minnis. They say, instead of arguing Minnis' accomplishments, they say, I am not as bad as this other guy going to be. Can you imagine a newbie standing toe-to-toe with a former prime minister for 4+ years, having the same or better record than the former prime minister?
That's wild what you said right now.
Think about it.
That's wild.
It shouldn't even be an argument. His record should stand on itself. But we know.
So you're saying that Michael Pintard's record could stand up against Minister's record?
As prime minister, yes it is. That's a fact. That's why you have the nameless face. They may all be Minnis writing the letters, you know. No one wants to put their name to Minnis. They put pseudonyms and whatever else, right? Because, you know why? Because we can't put our name to it because people may know who we are and when they find out who Minnis really is. then we lose our credibility. Now, you see, but yes, Minnis record. See, Minnis only need to start up, you know, call up the 2017 declaration. And he liked to use the, Minnis liked to use this, what is it, the COVID, let's use the Dorian, right? Mm-hmm. We know what Minnis failed in Dorian. And you got people in Abaco still don't believe people in those coffins, okay? You got people that are still missing and everything else. But if Minnis wants to talk about his record, Minnis has a lot of record, you know, that people could actually go into public. If we go back to when Minnis allowed a dog to be buried but not behemoths, if Minnis go back to the donation that he turned down from a major investor for millions of dollars, if Minnis want to go back and talk about the fact that when people did not have masks, that Minnis said he wanted to create a mask industry and shut down what it is, that's his performance. See, there's a whole lot that F&M's voting need to remember, people like me and others, because we're not saying it now, but we will hold it against the F&M to shove down an old pill or something that we've rejected. So what you have is this. Go to the 2017 agenda of the F&M. Do you remember the things he promised us, Howard? Freedom of information, mm-hmm. and transparency, integrity, accountability, anti-corruption, term limits, finance reform, immigration reform, land reform, tax reform, fixed date for election, the focus on the poor. Name one of those he accomplished.
I don't think he's accomplished a great deal of those particular things.
And no, he hasn't accomplished. I just named you over 10. He didn't even accomplish one. How long it takes to put in term limits? How long did it take to pass a law for finance reform? How long would it take to pass a law for tax reform, for land reform that he talked about? Minnis stopped. How much houses did Minnis build? Minnis stopped the housing and then came back with some other scheme for election process. And he said, but I'm not going to call
see,
it for
Alan,
election.
I can be honest with you. I can be honest with you. I hear you, and I like how your analytical information and your data is always stacked, and you could be able to identify
strategic... But let me make one more statement before you hang up on me.
Hold on. I ain't going to hang up on you. Just hold on, right? I like how you stack it. But what I do not understand, right, is... This is me and you talking. What I do not understand is how can you stack a record of actual application and accomplishment or lack thereof against the possibility of eventually acquiring this position? I don't understand that.
Very easily. I know you by your record. See?
But how can you stack a record against no record?
I'm saying to you, because I would look at potential than a record of failure. You know, if you go to a CEO or something for hiring for your company, and you knew this guy just blew out the company, and you have a new potential guy right here, you can say, let me go with the guy that blew out the company, just totally blew it out for no reason, no justification, no explanation, because I think I need to give him another chance. Let me just do it again. You serious? This is your life, your money.
But
Howard,
see, I always accept what your argument because I like your data. But I feel like you're skewing it. I don't know how I could.
I don't know, Howard.
Howard Grant doesn't know how you could be able to assess a record or lack thereof, whether or not you could be able to talk about the strength or the weakness of Minnis' record, which exists. It's tangible. All of us can actually identify it against the record of potential. But the only one that seems to articulate and stretch out far and wide the potential that exists within Michael Pintard, you.
I talk about the potential of the Free National Movement under the leadership of a Michael Pintard. Michael Pintard is not going to solve our problems. We are under proper leadership. You understand? That's why it rises and falls on leadership. Okay. We have tested. We have tasted. We know what this tastes like. Minnis, where's Minnis? You remember what Minnis said? Minnis spent $250 million on consultants. Where are they shaming with all the things that they left unfinished and they just need these documents to give us, right? No, Minnis has a whole cabinet of people, right? Look at the table. If this man was who he say he is, Michael shouldn't even have a chance, okay?
But does Michael have a chance?
No, listen to me. I think Minnis is just a distraction. I personally believe that I ain't never seen an opposition work so hard to make a man relevant before he even announced.
This is heavy what you're saying.
I mean, it's like this is a setup. And if I don't see it, I just say, The same people arguing for minutes would argue that a submarine needs screen doors.
Wow.
It's crazy. But let me just say this, Howard. You've heard me for 20 years. My social media and everything holds a 80 to 90% record of what is to come and what is needed to develop this country from a technological standpoint.
So what side they're sitting on? They're sitting on the 20 or 10% or they're sitting in the 80 or 90%?
What you mean?
In terms of your accuracy, do you believe that this will be 80 or 90% accurate?
I'm telling you, what is it we needed, the things we need to adopt to build a 21st century Bahamas? I had great expectations in 2021.
So do you believe, now let me ask you this question, and then I just want to be decent with
but
you.
But I still want to make my point, but go ahead, ask the
do
question.
You believe that Michael Pintard, in the conviction that we know him to stand, in the commitment that he's had to the Bahamian people as he articulated his poems in yesteryear and found himself developing and moving with strength and matriculating throughout the political organization to find himself at the seat of leadership, do you believe that the same Michael Pintard would present himself as leader and prime minister of the country? Do you believe that the potential influence behind the scenes that may seek to manipulate him based upon the commitments that were made, based upon all these particular things, do you believe that we can get the same Michael Pintard?
Yes, I do. Yes, what happened.
This is heavy.
Let's
what you
say. Remember I said to you way before this even came up, almost a year and a half to 2 years, have you listening to Michael Pintard in the House of Assembly? Have you listening from the day he took leadership to call for...
Can I say this to you? Over the past 6 weeks, six to 8 weeks, there is information that is contrary to the position that I know Michael Pintard to stand on. Now, I didn't want to get in this race.
But I want to be honest with you. No, but see, what I say to people, right? Don't hide in the dark and throw rocks. Come in the public. And I say people who have a problem with me, you know who I am. You know what I am capable of in thinking and discussion. Bring your ideas. Let's have an ideas. And then shall convince me. I've had some people call me and say, about this and that. But I said, then let's talk about it in public. No. See, I need people with testicular fortitude, testicular fortitude or audacity to change this country. But what has been called for, I would not... You know, you have Bravo Academy say, well, you know, if Minister win, I'll join. Well, I'll tell you, if Michael win, people say I'm an institutional progressive party.
Michael is the current leader. Why are you enjoying the FNM yet?
Because I need to know there's a clear path.
You wilding out, sir.
I'm telling you, I need to know there's a clear path to the future for my wife.
So you don't believe he can win then?
I know that. That's what I'm saying.
So why don't you just join?
No, I'm saying to you, understand this. Minister has been undermining the party since the day
Are you afraid that he's undermining?
Listen to me. Understand this. Remember I called your show way before Minister even nominate, and I said, if there's no enemy within, you would have nobody to worry without. That's the FNM party I told you I was talking about, because there was enemies inside the party planting, digging holes, termites.
So you take it on the position of Mike of Branville McCartney and stating that if Michael Pintard win again, that you will now join the Free National Movement.
I will join and fight for my future, because I see the current administration has made no progress towards putting any policies, legislation, or anything in it. Here's what happens. I will join to help shape.
But they need you now. They need you now.
Let me ask you, Howard, who does legislation? I'm saying to you, right? Listen to me. If Minister was the last rocket leaving Earth and he's the pilot,
you can die.
My chance on Earth.
You
I'll
can die.
My chance on Earth.
Bye, Seattle. Bye, Seattle. All oxygen. You got 2.7% of oxygen. You need to stop it. You need to stop it. Guys, the lines are wide open if you want to be able to do that. It's peculiar. I always like to enjoy and engage C. Allen and all those particular persons. I told you I got a call about C. Allen this morning. I don't know why the people call my phone and tell me about C. Allen. Howard, C. Allen is not a part of the Free National Movement, right? I think all of us knew that. But his advocacy has been strong for Michael Pintard. Right, and Michael Pintard's leadership under the Free National Movement. So I don't fight him. I like this kind of a discussion, and I want to be able to remain balanced as possible. Someone just texts me and says, Howard, I want to be able to read the text, right? So it says, Howard, with all due respect, you seem to have a horse in the race, as your bitterness towards the FNM is boiling to the top. I don't hear you having the same energy for all the nonsense that goes on in the governing party. Please stop, as you're sounding petty now. Don't stoop to the same thing that you seem to be upset about. Right? This is a text that's coming through. Say, try to get back to being balanced, my brother. That is why, and that is what I listen for. This is a text that's coming through. And I appreciate this text, and I appreciate those particular things. And that is never the sentiments I want to convey. That's just not what it is. I have no horse in any of these particular races. Can I say that? Can I be honest with you and say that I have no horse? If anyone needs consultancy, if anyone needs information, access, from a media standpoint, I provide that information. That's it. I could care less of what's happening from this particular standpoint. I do. Just going to be honest. Over the past several years, there's never been this kind of an idea that, oh, can I get this from the Free National Movement? Can I get that from? No, I've never. I call anybody call. I don't bother. The one thing that I got that they tried to take back from me was a contract under the former administration for the rejuvenation of the sponging. Michael Folks could tell you about that. I don't bother with nobody. I don't. I make my own sunshine with my faith and my commitment to my Father. So forgive me if I seem perturbed, if I seem indifferent, if I seem vexed. But I can say this with transparency. I expect a higher standard in this organization. I do. And it may be me being naive, idealistic, and childish, lacking political maturity, that I could even envision and remember a time that's nostalgic for me of the Free National Movement being able to stand for what they believed in. A government in the sunshine, a government of accountability, transparency, and strength to this party that we're seeing today. Please forgive me if it sounds like I'm trying to kill you. That is not my intent. That is not my intent. All I'm saying is, can we get back to a higher standard in the FNM, in the PLP, in the country at large? Can we get back to a higher standard where people are held to account and there is honorable men and women? And the label of honorability and this kind of an honor that we continue to bestow upon you that means something, that carries weight and value. That's all I want. Quick commercial break. Be right back after this.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Now let me see now. 326-EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Beulah from round the corner. I hear y'all selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we are back, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, the foundation here, chopping the thing down May 22nd. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. I pray that the Father continues to be able to bless you as you move from one tier, from one level to another in your life and in your personal life, in your financial life, in every aspect. We continue to be able to pray, not necessarily wish, but pray blessings upon you and yours, and to be able to find the true strength to move through the malarkey that is our society now. I hope that all is well, guys. The lines are open. If you want to be able to call in, please do so. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands. 242-300-5720. Hit me at 422-4796. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, call on. Next call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Hey, good afternoon. How you doing?
You said who was a good chairman? Carl Brecher? And my papa.
I didn't say that.
Don't forget. Remember, that's why I never had a good chairman, because they always had a strong leader. I mean, Sister Walt Whitfield, he was autocratic. Who was papa? They don't need no chairman to run no party. They stood there for everything. See, the Pinlin allows chairman to be strong. But behind the scene, everybody know that's what Pinlin wanted. The night of long knives. He's a problem with who we won't cut down. The FNL had this problem from the day one, because it was found that this was we wanted to be prime minister. It's been this way from 72. It's been fighting. The Solomon went to party 7 days. The UDP.
It couldn't have been this way from 72 if the formation of the Freedom Fighters.
Yes.
It couldn't have been this way from 72.
Some days, Boston was leader, but he never was FNL leader. He was opposition leader. They've been fighting from this for 72. They ain't fighting. Now, Menace did not support Michael Pritchard at all. In fact, he had brass beating against the chairman knowing. And I mean, like he'd been opposing Menace when Pritchard from day one. I don't know why. Why he think that to be this a surprise? It just baffles me that let's say, right? Let's say your man, let's say Ellsworth win, right? And Pritchard win. The chairman and the party leader got to be on the same page.
I agree with you.
But people that would not trust Johnson. So this is a corruption to be in. The party leader and chairman got to be on the same page.
Okay, I won't say this. Okay, so if I knew, and it would be decent. I just want to be clear. If I know and I knew Ellsworth to choose any one particular side, if he was a menace guy or if he were, every time I sat with Ellsworth, I ask him, where is your allegiance? He says to the Constitution of the Free National Movement. Every single time I talk to Ellsworth, his commitment is to the party. He's never swayed one way or another.
But listen, menace have a new bag of promise. You see, Harris? Harris worked with Pritchard for almost a year and a half. I gave him a job. But menace promising this time, I'll make you cabinet minister. I mean, a menace can
tell
us. Listen, that menace.
Hold on. I don't know where you get this thing. Menace promised Kevin Harris.
But why he left
Minister
the job? He was working with Pritchard, you know.
Oh, man, I can't fight you. This is too much. Yesterday, I get cussed for these things. Today, I'm not going to get cussed for that. It's too much. Where do we get this information from? How can we substantiate it? How can I do not know Minister Kay to have frontline aspirations. From I knew him and know about him, it's always been in the inner workings of political organizations to be able to see it move forward based upon his organizational skills. I do not know him. And I can't say that you're right or you're wrong, but I do not know him to have those aspirations. I will get back to Ellsworth for 2 seconds. If Ellsworth has ever shown me that he's teetering on one side or the other, I wouldn't bother with him. I might as well tell you the truth. I wouldn't bother with him. Do you notice that I'm not? I wouldn't bother with him. If he teetered on one side or another, if I picked up a hint, an implication, an idea that he was going contrary to the Constitution and being able to stand straight in the middle of the organization to be able to raise the certain standards, I wouldn't bother with him. I wouldn't. I would not. I don't have a problem with alliances and allegiance. I do not. But if it's not for the betterment of all and sundry in the organization, I believe it's a selfish approach and I don't want nothing to do with it. Let's talk. Next telephone call. Call on the line with his knife. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
A pleasure. Good afternoon, Mr. Grant.
Sparky, is that your uncle you was telling me about the other day that passed away?
Well, Howard, I've been trying to do some things, and Howard, people like you, Scrooge, and Naughty are basically the only three talk shows and hosts that I know that take time out to listen to me. And I thank you very much. Yesterday, I told you about Sir Cyril Fountain months ago.
Yes, it wasn't months ago.
I mentioned him to you maybe over a year ago when I told you about it.
When you first get a chance to call back the show the other day, you told us about your uncle. You said that he's sitting on the porch these days, and you talked to him about that. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good.
I was trying to tell you something about Sir Cyril Fountain, the last living son of the Fountain clan from Vestrydale that they call the Hilltoppers. I had mentioned that to you because every 3 months or so, I would go and visit. I am actually the fourth grandson of Harold Jackson Fountain Vestry, died 1955. Mm-hmm. And every 3 months or so, I would go and hail Uncle Cyril. Plus, him and I are also members of the Elks Lodge as well as Prince Hall Masonic Lodge. Mm-hmm. I joined Prince Hall when I was 23 years old.
I think your producer
ready to cut me. Hello?
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and I was just trying to give a little history because I realized that Sir Cyril was down and out. He was also an athlete. He played cricket on Hales Oval as a youngster. He was a school teacher, and there were six brothers only, no sisters. He rose to the rank of school teacher, went off to study law, came back, and became Sir Cyril Fountain, Chief Justice of the Commonwealth of the Bahama Islands. He retired from Cass Fountain and Cass Fountain and Co. on Armstrong Street, the street just north of Hawkins Hill. And Howard, just like I've been saying this, and Howard, we talk mostly politics, religion, social government, and different things in the Bahamas on a constant basis. And that's what you're doing now today on your show, is all FNL, PLP politics. But why I'm saying this, Howard, is I want to thank you, Naughty, and Scrooge for backing me when I went through a time as an elder in our country called ourselves Christians. But we don't respect our elders. When young people who are supposed to respect elders and the adults refuse to respect them the way that we used to when we were growing up as youngsters. Everything in this country has gone haywire. We got murders on the street night and day. Yesterday, another friend of mine got shot in Madera Street. I'm trying to find out if he's alive or what right now today.
Well, Sparky, I appreciate you calling, man. I really do. And I wanted to be able to say rest in peace to your good uncle. You say it's your uncle, Cyril Fountain, former Chief Justice of the Bahama Islands. And I pray that the Father, you know, watches over you and all those persons who are in bereavement during this particular time in your lives. I really want to thank you for being able to call and do that, because when I saw Fountain, the first person I thought about was you. So I hope that you and your family are doing well. But know that your uncle's, your family member, his legacy is intact, as the Prime Minister has taken on a position to be able to speak about him. And I believe that the Leader of the Opposition, Michael Pintard, has also taken on that position to be able to speak about him. So we want to be able to say to him, rest in peace and rise in glory. Let me take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
The foundation.
Contact DaVinci Printing Innovators today for all your printing needs. Customized receipt books, NCR forms, invitations, event tickets, program booklets, business and ID cards, flyers, posters, and banners. There's scanning, printing, lamination, and binding services. Also, a variety of office supplies. No design, no problem. Dedicated graphic designers are ready to serve you. DaVinci Printing Innovators, located in the Village Road Shopping Plaza. Stop in or call 677-2922 or browse services online at www.davinciprinting242.com, where printing is an art.
Explore the wonders of the Bahamas at Sun, Sand, and Souvenirs, brought to you by the Tourism Development Corporation. This 8-store retail treasure chest is located on Bay Street, just 2 doors east of Bayside Food Store. Build a pal with your child. Purchase authentic Bahamian artwork or dazzling jewelry. It's a shopping adventure where the possibilities are endless. We're open 7 days a week, so join us today and let's create a community where innovation and opportunity thrive. See you there.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, the foundation. Beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company, being able to talk about these things. Let me go straight to the telephone line. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. Help me, Howard. How you doing?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Right here. Howard, let me just ask you something. You know Dr. Menes, right?
Yeah, I do.
Listen. Would you consider Dr. Menes to be a unifier or a divider?
That is a complex question.
No, no man, you buy your fruit, you should know them the Bible. So he's a Bible man, man.
No. The complexity in the question is that I only know them by their fruits.
Yeah.
And so let me answer. Let me stretch it out. At the inception of his leadership, when he said that the Hubert Ingraham era is over, the party seemed to be split at that point. Okay, when he introduced that concept, the party split. There became Ingrahamites and Menesites, and those people who supported Menes came into it. After the pushback from Loretta and those persons who came to him, he stood still, and it seemed that though the party was unified after. So it's a complex question.
No, but listen, and even after that, it looked like, because Howard, after he conceded the fact that he had that the party had lost, and Michael Pintard, now listen, I'm not an FNM, okay? And Michael Pintard was elected the leader of the party. Menes was nowhere to be found. I don't think he even congratulated Mr. Pintard. He never sought to, I even think he even took a photo to show that, listen, even if he was inside, he was mad, at least outwardly show the public that, you know what, I support the leadership. But he, Mr. Do, and like I said, I don't know him. I can only go by what I've seen in his antics. Dr. Menes,
it
seems to me like he doesn't seem to take losing very easily. And I'm saying, and really, I listened to Mr. Harris, and I really thought what Kevin said on the radio should not have been said. Public.
That was a lot. I didn't expect all the F&M business to come out like that.
That was a lot. You're only dividing the party.
I didn't expect that. I mean, I ain't fighting him.
That is something that I did not expect, that Mr. Harris would make these insinuations and stuff like that, knowing the condition of the party. And so, you know, and Dr. Menes need to know, listen, man, in the Bible, there's a man called Brasilia, and David offered him, you know, a high position. He said, "No, man, I'm an old man. Give it to this younger person." Dr. Minister, you got to know when to fall, man. You got to know that you've had your time. Go and enjoy your grandchildren, man. Have a good day.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate your telephone call. Next call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Albert Grant.
Hey, what's up, my brother?
Don't fight me.
I ain't going to fight you.
Well, I was trying to call you for 2 or 3 days now. Your show's so hot. I can't even get a spot. But,
well, you're in.
Yesterday, right, you said that they had commandeered you to come down by the FNM, whatever it was, right? But I said, you know, they didn't commandeer you. They sent out a scout to find your way about. But, I was listening to the show. I was in and out. But, I just wanted to put this in there. You know, as it relates to Mr. Pintard, you know, me and him went to school for a while. I personally know Michael, you know.
Yeah, you always speak to his character. You always do that, yeah.
But what I'm saying is, I gather that he's a more inclusive person.
Okay, I accept that.
Michael is an intellectual. He's rounded. I'm telling you, Michael is not. Michael is straight out. He doesn't put on a false facade to me. But what I wanted to touch on as it relates to the, I didn't hear what Kevin, the guy, the former guard, was talking about. I didn't hear what was spewed out that shouldn't have
been. I wish I didn't hear it either, but anyway.
I have no idea. Maybe you could say, but...
No, no, I will not repeat.
I don't know what it's all about, but I'm not into the FNM personal politics. I don't deal with politics. I am the plantation representative.
Okay.
And so what happens now is, I would like, different from Oban and a lot of other stuff, right? What happens is, if somebody lied to you, would you consider them to be sincere? This is a foolish question. Would you consider them to be sincere and for public office if they lie to you?
No, I consider them to be...
If you tell a lie, but it's, if you tell the truth, but it's really a lie, to get people to do something, but a lie doesn't mean make it quick and short because you don't have much time. During the pandemic, all of the doctors throughout the islands, okay? I haven't heard anybody... They were spreading this false narrative, different from the two biggest lies, was if you get vaccinated, you couldn't get COVID, and then if you get vaccinated, you couldn't spread it, right? So that was the two... But the biggest lie, which really was not a lie, but it was a lie, was the fact that antibodies are waning. You listening?
Mm-hmm.
And I dare any medical expert to come and challenge us what I'm saying. I'm not an expert. I don't have to be an expert. I had a conversation with Dr. Peter McCullough on Dr. Archer's show that I used to call regular. And you know who's Dr. Peter McCullough. So, and him and other doctors are spreading the same narrative. But I said, I want you to pull up that show with Dr. Archer and listen to the conversation I had with Dr. Peter McCullough, because that's, people started to respect me after that. But what I said, intuitively, even before I had read it and came across this information, the narrative of antibodies waning was true, but they use it to spread a lie to get people to get vaccinated. When antibodies wane, what that simply means is your immune system is fighting off the virus, and the body triggers the immune system to say, we don't need to produce this much antibodies because the viral load is decreasing. But they use that narrative, and they're still using that narrative, that antibodies are waning to get a mindless, imbecilic sheep to keep getting vaccinated. And that is what I hate it. And I want Dr. Minister to apologize, him and all the rest, to the Bahamian people.
So I want to ask you this, 52.
Hello.
Before you go, 52, before you go, do you believe that his leadership or lack thereof rises and falls on the decision that he made with COVID-19 and the vaccination?
But you have to speak to some of the mindless masses. But for me, I didn't like the lack of sincerity and just the perpetual... There was no veracity in their statements. They were just following a global hymn sheet. Dr. Sand started to bring us some truths. But what I'm saying is, antibodies waning is a natural immunological response. When your body kills off the virus, it doesn't no need for antibodies to hang around. So the average person don't know that. So they say, oh, I got antibodies. But antibodies don't stay around forever. If they did, your blood would become too viscous and thick. So let them go and look at that. I don't need them to agree with me. I know what they're saying. Hey, Dr. McCullough actually thought I was a doctor. But what I'm saying is, he said, I had a conversation anymore. You all got it in your files. I don't keep it. What I'm saying is, I was mad because they were actually getting people to get vaccinated when there was no need to. The fact that antibodies meaning that your immune system has fought off the virus. But they used that virus to get imbeciles to go and get vaccinated again. And that is not good. It's just a lie. You have non-specific and specific antibodies. Okay?
I like what you're saying, but I want to know.
The truth.
I want to know.
What do you like what I'm saying?
No. What I'm saying is that. What I'm saying is this.
I love my people, and I deal with the truth. My internal life is not public business, but when you put out information with the public, they deserve to know. And even what hurt me more.
So you're saying that they didn't study it enough?
A lady named Kristen Nordland said that the public need to be educated on the scientific literature. No one in our society did that. Maybe
okay, so this is what you're saying.
Try to educate us a little bit after I started to put out some knowledge on the airwaves. A non-pundit.
No, Dr. Forbes is extremely transparent. She always was. Well, I got to go, my brother. I appreciate your telephone call. I thank you so very kindly for that. Thank you so very kindly for being able to talk about those things. And I'm always grateful to have these kind of conversations. Guys, I want to thank you for your participation. I want to be able to say to you, tomorrow is Small Business Thursday. If you want to be able to join and be able to be a part of that, please do so. Give me a call, 827-0111. 827-0111. Whatever your business, if it's political, if it's, you know, if you're in a position of being able to sell goods and services, whatever it is, if you want to do that, you want to reach out, please give me a call, 827-0111. That's the show today, guys. I thank you for tuning in. I'm going to see you tomorrow right here, God spare, on The Foundation. Have a beautiful day, guys. Foundation.